Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, in a Church of England church in West Yorkshire, they've come up with a novel way of adapting biblical teaching to real life, specifically in the area of wrestling. Now, obviously, that sport doesn't feature a lot in the New Testament, yet an organisation called Kingdom Wrestling has erected a ring in St. Peter's Church in Shipley. Gareth Thompson is the founder of Kingdom Wrestling. Afternoon, Gareth.
Afternoon.
So did you become a wrestler first and then a Christian, or was it the other way around?
Well, actually, both things happened round about the same time. So when I was about 23, I'd gone into a church and just felt my heart rip open in worship, gave my life to Jesus. And then within months, I found a training school and started wrestling. So the two things have evolved alongside each other throughout my life.
Okay.
Over the last 15 years.
And because of that, then, because both things happened to you around the same time in your life, did you immediately see a link between the two?
Not at first, no. I thought wrestling was my dirty secret in a roundabout way. A lot of people at church were a little bit intimidated, might I say, and they heard that I was a professional wrestler. But actually, over time, I started to realize that when I started working with people and helping them out of their own terrible situations of debt and unemployment, whenever I mentioned I was a wrestler, their ears pricked up and they started paying attention. So I thought, hang on a second, I've got a story to tell in my own life story, and I'm a wrestler. Maybe I should start mushing these two things together and see what happens. And then the rest, as I say, is history.
Right. So in St. Peter's Church, when you have wrestling bouts, could you describe what happens and how, if you like, Christianity and the wrestling intersect with each other?
Yeah, so if you treat professional wrestling as a storytelling device and as, you know, what we call it, the soap opera for men, what we do is we invite people into the church space. We have a little bit of live worship. We might have a live band, as you would expect in a church service. But then you've got this 16-foot wrestling ring smack bang in the middle. And what we do is we invite the characters of these wrestlers out and they battle it out, good versus evil. We might do David and Goliath as a live action piece. And then we'll then have like a sermon on the back of that where we'll unpack it from the Bible and we'll explain the intricacies of it and how we relate it to wrestling. And then we'll also use it to touch on different themes. So we had one where we had two wrestlers chained together with a big metal chain. And what we did on the back of that was we unpacked that there are things in our life that chain us down and there are things that hold us back from what God has for us. And actually, Jesus is the one that can come in and break those chains. And so we kind of relate the two together. It's very creative. Mm. It takes a lot of creative energy. But essentially, that's what wrestling church is. We sub some of the context of the service with wrestling and then unpack the rest from the Bible.
Okay. And so the wrestling bouts, though, how long do they go on for?
They roughly range in time from like 10 to 15 minutes each. To kind of tell a good enough story. And that's including the grand entrances and the music and, the big introductions from the MC. So, yeah, each bout is about 15, 20 minutes. Our events go on for about 2 hours, 2.5 hours. So you get a bang for your buck.
Okay. And if someone was just to wander into it off the street, it would seem like a real wrestling match, you know, that are in the sense of, well, apart from the wrestling, obviously, but the way the audience are reacting to this.
Yeah. It's got that very similar energy, very similar feel to just a live wrestling show. I think that's probably what sets us apart in both worlds, is that in the wrestling world, we're known as the religious guys, and in the religious world, we're known as the wrestling guys. So we kind of cross both camps, and we get a lot of people coming in who aren't even Christian, maybe never stepped foot in church before, but they come to enjoy the wrestling and go away with something to think about. And then the Christians come in and they get some great teaching, but at the same time, they get to enjoy themselves and cheer for the goodies and boo the baddies, bring the family. And it just engages everyone in a completely new way.
Yeah. And I assume was it a hard sell when you were approaching churches and saying, I'd like to erect a wrestling ring in your church?
At first it was, yeah, because I got met with very confused looks and lots of questions. But, I approached a few people that I trusted that knew me over a long time that I thought, I think we together can take a shot at this and see what happens. So the first few events were tentative. Let's see how it goes. Not too sure. But then once they realized that actually, because we started touring originally with different events and then kind of set up a home base, when these wrestling events were like the most attended events that these churches have put on, they suddenly realized, hang on a second, there's something here. Then word got out, and then we now get to go to churches and they're having hundreds of people come to these events that they've never had any contact with before. So for the church, it's an absolute win.
And as you said, a lot of the people who come along are coming for the wrestling, who might necessarily be Christian. I assume part of your intent would be hoping they might consider Christianity. Have you found that to happen?
Yeah, I don't think we've had a single event yet where that's not happened, which is incredible. Glory to God for that. We advertise that it, you know, there will be life stories, there will be talking about faith. We do say it isn't a church. It's pretty obvious that there's going to be some church content. So people aren't coming completely unaware of that or kind of side blasted by that, but they do engage with it really, really intently. And I think what I'm finding now is, you know, where since 2018 we've been doing this, there are people still coming to me now who came to one of our events way back then, who are now telling me about their faith journey because they came to that event. So it's clearly working. I mean, we baptized 30 people here in the last year, which is, for many churches, that's incredibly high number when you look at church numbers across the board. So, you know, we're doing pretty well, I would say.
Yeah. And is the ring that you've erected in the church, is it there permanently? It's like, say, on services on a Sunday and that kind of thing. Are people looking at a wrestling ring there?
No. We have a room in the back where the ring is up all the time. And that has like a men's mental health group. It has training classes for kids and adults. We do women's self-defense in there. So the ring is in this back room and that kind of operates like a training school, like an academy. And then when we have an event in the church hall, we kind of break it down and bring it through. And we can also chuck it in a van when we take it to these touring events that we do as well. So it's like a telescopic built ring that can erect in different heights and different sizes. So right. Yeah, it's really a cool piece of kit.
How many wrestlers do you have taking part in this?
On any one event, we can have up to 15 to 20 wrestlers, depending on what we're doing. Our team consists of about 60 wrestlers across the country.
Wow.
So if we've got an event in Scotland, then we can pull on the crew up there and kind of get local guys involved. But this coming December, we're actually doing a toy drive for a local children's hospital. And we thought we'd put one of these big Royal Rumble matches on, which is like 30 participants. And we've had that many people get in touch that we're going to do a big bumper 40-person Rumble in December. So that's going to be huge.
But yeah. And Gareth, who's in charge of saying what the various roles are to the various wrestlers, and who decides? You decide who wins and who loses.
I do, and it's always, well, we've got a creative team, so there's me and two others, and between the three of us, we'll decide what stories we want to tell, and we'll liaise with the churches as to what they want as well. And then kind of use those two things to navigate who's going to win and who's going to lose. The wrestlers are all on it. You know, we understand it's a performance. There has to be villains to help the heroes and vice versa. Everyone has a role to play and they all just give 110% every time. So we've got a great team.
Gareth, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Gareth Thompson, the founder of Kingdom Wrestling in the UK.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.